Cameron Mulroney of the Idaho Cattle Association worries about misinformation coming from the public. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
All this misinformation is going out there, and now it's so readily available with these phones and the Google ability. What you type and what pulls up may or may not be true, and people are not doing their own research and deciphering what is real. And that's the thing for me. I think we have groups that are promoting or giving the true information on the beef industry, like some of our health facts through the beef checkoff that come out there. And as soon as it comes out there, somebody else has a rebuttal that says, well, they're paid off by this or they're paid off by that. That's the part of it that's not true. And the American public now is not deciphering what's real and what isn't.
Give me a specific, Cameron, about how fake news can literally affect the cattle industry.
I'm trying to think of a good example for you, how that can directly affect the cattle industry. I was going to say the pink slime deal. That case was filed and the beef industry was correct in that they were promoting it as something else. People grabbed a hold of that, and all it is meat and water. Or these mad cow disease videos that came out, and that was prevalent. Do we know where that cow was located? Speculation is most of the video you saw were of European cattle, not of American cattle. There's so much of that now that people just grab a hold of, and those are two great examples that would directly affect the beef industry.
With so much fake news, the public needs to do real research. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.